221-1100 with just, I don't know, just barely time on the clock. Something's coming in. Karen, you read it. I've got this stuff to add in. Then we're going to go to a song, and we'll come back and check and see what happened.
Okay, and we have Winifred from Boca.
Okay.
With a monthly pledge.
Monthly pledge.
Ooh, all right.
A monthly pledge of, let's see if you can guess.
I can't.
100 per month.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus.
Well, you
thank
were.
Thank you, Winifred. Well,
praise God, Winifred. Thank you so very, very much. All right. Well, that definitely meets the 292,
right,
doesn't it? And exceeds it. So, wow, that's awesome. That's $600. Well, that definitely, I'm going to have to add all these in. Let's go to a song. We'll be right back. We have another caller online. And maybe the caller online is going to want to open up a. Maybe make a challenge for the next 30 minutes or the next hour. You can do that. You can give us a shout. Let us know what God's putting on your heart today. Winifred, thank you so much from Boca Raton, a great, faithful supporter of WCNO. We thank God. What do we have, a prayer request?
Yes, and we'll do that, I guess, when we come back.
We'll do that after the song. Yeah, when we come back. This song is about revival. You can join in and pray this with the song, Send Us Revival.
We want to see a new visitation, like the fire of revival again. Make us broken in spirit, free from weakness and pride. We want to be a holy generation. Your prophets, your lovers, your friends. Lord, send us revival again. Oh, Lord, send us revival. Oh, Lord, hear as we pray. We want to see a new visitation. Like the fire of revival again. Make us broken in spirit, free from weakness and pride. We want to be a holy generation, your prophets, your lovers, your friends. Lord, send us revival. Hear my cry, hear my cry, send revival, revive your church once again. Hear my cry, hear my cry, send revival. Lord, send us revival again. Oh, Lord, send us revival. Oh, Lord, hear as we pray. We want to see a new visitation, like the fire of revival again. In spirit, free from weakness and pride. We want to be a holy generation, your prophets, your lovers, your friends. Lord, send us revival again.
Hear our cry.
Hear our cry. Church once again. Lord, send us revival.
All right, and here we are, and we have to have a big celebration. Karen, we have to have a big celebration.
Yay.
Big celebration, because we have just successfully got Karen's mic on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was waiting to hear what you were
going to
say.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know what just happened. Winifred made a donation of $600. And so we actually are well over. You want to know how much?
Yes, of course.
You we always want to know the details.
Need the proof for the 830.
We needed $292 to finish the matching funds. The $600 put us over, so we went over $308.
Wow. Cool.
So, Winifred, you helped us finish out that matching fund. And so here we are in the morning, our first morning. We already have broken over $3,000. So, hallelujah, yay. We're on our way to the $225,000. Yay! Okay. And somebody called that has dogs.
Yes, they did. And
they love dogs.
And I like dogs.
I do, too.
I like dogs. Okay, so Jeannie. She's an ardent listener and supporter with us.
Bless you, Jeannie.
Yes, and she has Moshi. Now, I've met Moshi. I met Moshi.
Moshi a big dog?
No, Moshi's a little dog.
Small model.
Yeah,
okay.
And he's kind of like her trained dog that goes with her even to church and everywhere.
Oh, really? Okay. So a support or
Kind of like a support dog. Right. Yeah, very much so. But now she's adopted two other dogs.
Wow.
So her donation that she is giving... Jeannie is giving $50.
Yes.
And this is from herself, Moshi, and her two new babies, Caleb and Joshua.
Caleb and Joshua. Welcome. So Moshi, Caleb, and
Joshua.
And Joshua.
And Joshua was a rescue dog, and he's doing very well.
Wow. Cool. That's awesome. So what's the donation?
The donation's $50.
$50. I think you said that. All right. So we'll add that in, and that is just going to move us right along
with
the day. Thank you very much.
And are they Bostons?
I couldn't. No, Joshua's not. But Joshua is actually not a Boston. Joshua, she told me, is a Chihuahua.
Chihuahua. Okay.
Yeah. So no guessing games on that today.
Wow. Okay. So you know, we do have dogs occasionally that come by and say hello, and so you know, we welcome you to come along with your support animals.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've already discussed that, so she may show up at some point.
Okay, that's awesome. You know, when I come back, I'm going to tell a story about a support plant. We're mostly, well, don't laugh. It's not funny.
Support plant.
We come back, going to tell a story about a support plant.
Is it a praying mantis?
Give us a call, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And we're looking for somebody to sponsor another Matching Funds Challenge. So give us a call. Let us know what God's putting in your heart. Jeannie, thank you so much for that $50 donation, along with your kennel. Kennel at heart. There we go.
Yeah.
Better than the leaves in the forest.
right, and as I promised, I do have Rachel on the phone, and you know, we have donations coming in from Jeannie and her kennel, and that was quite awesome a few moments ago. And occasionally we do have support pets that come in and make donations here at WCNO. However, you may not know that there is a new trend, and my wife has started this trend. Welcome to the air, Rachel.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Does that mean both eyes are open, or well, you were up giving me hugs at 6 o'clock this morning? So you were up early today.
Whatever time you left.
Yeah. Did the rest of the gang make it up? Are they?
Oh yeah.
They're moving.
I don't know if we're all in the right mind, but we're up.
support plant. What is this about?
Well, we have this beautiful plant that we got about over a year now. It was in December. And so whatever we take when we go to our Sunday services, we have to put away or we take it with us. So every week when we would go eat, after service, I would always have the plant.
But wait a minute. So this is a plant you take to church with you, so you need support at church too, or?
No, the church needed the plant to decorate the front.
Oh, yeah. It's part of the decoration. Okay, so this is an arrangement. Dead? What kind of plant is it?
It's live.
Oh, it's a live plant. Okay, live plant. Well, people's getting a picture now. You take a live plant with you to church.
It was nice and green. When we first got it, it had a poinsettia in it.
Okay, yeah.
Poinsettia didn't make it. It was very sadly put to rest.
But the rest of it survived.
Yeah, the rest of it has survived. It's got vines in it and a spider plant and a Diffenbachia plant. And anyway, so we would carry it with us. So I couldn't leave it in the car. I actually burnt one plant, but it finally survived.
Mm-hmm. Carried it with you where?
Carry it with me, put it in the car. When we go to eat, I would take it out.
Oh, after church.
After church.
Okay.
Yes. So one time we walked into this one restaurant, and we were saying hello to people that we knew and everything. And so the young lady asked her grandma, she says, that girl, she says she knows you. So she always comes in, and she has that plant in her arm. Literally, she has it in her arm. And she said, oh, yeah. And so they were talking about who I was and on and on and on. And the girl goes, well, from what I gather, that's her emotional support plant, right? Oh, dear. I never laughed so hard in my life. I was like, what? So anyway, that's our emotional support plan, I guess.
So we've taken that was at Pig and Cattle.
Been in many restaurants.
Sure, it's been in many restaurants. Well, we go for barbecue from time to time. So the PA Grill or
PA Barbecue.
Yeah. Well, they've become attached to your support plan as well.
When I go in there, they want to know where the plant is if I don't have it with me. where's your plant? Oh, like at home.
So if you have a support plant and you have been embarrassed to admit it, you may.
I guess I do have a support plant.
Well, there may be somebody else listening this morning that has a support plant. So we won't laugh
but
at
I
you.
But I have many plants, so I don't
You
know.
Do have many plants.
I mean, plants are great. They give off good stuff and they clean the air and they mm-hmm. do all kinds of wonderful things.
Yeah, they do all those things. And we might have a listener that has support plants and they've just never really been bold enough to admit it. But if you're bold enough to admit that, then you could do that and you can tell your story. Honey, great to have you on air with us this morning. Look forward to seeing you a little later, especially around lunchtime. Blessings.
Especially around lunchtime.
Yes. Especially around lunchtime.
Popular time of day for me.
All right.
Always want to see me at lunchtime, right?
Give that phone number for WCNO. I think you know it.
772-221-1100.
All right. You were fading out there. You need to give it again.
772-221-1100.
And tell those sons of mine in whom I'm well pleased that I said hello.
Okay.
All right.
I will.
Okay.
Hey.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Wasteland, clouds into the sky, bring springs of life into the wells that have been run dry. Rise up in this city, gather in this light, pour down on your people your glory and your life. Rain, Lord, we thirst for water. Rain, we are desert. Sons and daughters, rain, bring your rain again. Speak dreams into this water, envision to this land. Let oceans be divided and bring forth life again. Rise up in this city, gather in this light, pour down on your people your glory and your life. Rain, Lord, we thirst for water. Rain, we are desert land. Rain on your sons and daughters. Rain, bring your rain again. Rain, Lord, we thirst for water. Rain, we are desert land. Sons and daughters, rain, bring your rain again. Let the tide roll in, washing over our eyes. Let your water fall again. In this wasteland, clouds into the sky. Rain, Lord, we thirst for water. Rain, we are desert land. Rain on your sons and daughters. Rain, bring your rain again. Rain, Lord, we thirst for water. Rain, we are desert land. Rain on your sons and daughters. Rain, bring your
right, and that song was Rain Song. Rain Song. I believe I have Joanna from the Bible Reading Marathon. Are you able to hear us, Joanna?
Hello. We're on live on WCNO. So we're still reading. It's still going on. We're excited. It's been an awesome 4 days of reading God's Word. We're in 2 Corinthians right now. Mm. And usually we finish in the morning, or the guidelines on the board take us till about 1. But we are running behind the board. So we're going to be out here probably another, probably about 3 or 4. So if anyone wants to come out, it's at 300 Southeast Ocean Boulevard, and hear the Word of God and sign up to read. We'll be hopefully getting to Revelations later this afternoon. And so we're excited. God has done some amazing things out here this week.
Awesome. Awesome. Joanna, you sound very well rested. Have you had any
Praise the Lord.
Have you had any long days?
Yes. I did the first overnight, but praise God that my husband took the rest of the overnights with the team of facilitators out here. And we just had the awesome bunch come out and read throughout the night. A lot of people have shown up spontaneously to read the Word of God overnight for an hour or so. So it's been wonderful. We've had families and youth groups, and we've just seen the presence of God come upon people as they step up to the podium to read God's Word. It's just been a beautiful week, and we're so grateful. Today is the beginning of the Feast of Tabernacles, so we think God's just extending this today to last a little longer because He wants us in His presence a little longer, I believe.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. I sure had planned to get out there, and I didn't make it out there. So I wanted to touch base. And, of course, if you want to come back on later, give us a shout later this afternoon after it's over and just lift up some praise. We can do that as well as we're on air all day today. So thank you for lifting up.
Awesome.
The Word of God
and
over our city.
And they can give the number to call
sure.
if they like. If you
sure.
still want to come out, you can call 561-670-0469 and find out what time slots are open. We'll be extending the time slots past 1 o'clock today. And so we hope to see you. And thank you so much, Jonathan, for giving us a call and having us give a report. And we'd be happy to afterwards share the testimonies and different things that have happened throughout the week.
Excellent. We look forward to hearing that later today. All right. Blessings. Stay on post. We're going to lift up Jesus over here with you. God bless. Have an awesome day, Joanna.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless.
Too.
All right. Bye. Well, we'll be back in just a moment. And that was Joanna from the Bible Reading Marathon right here in Martin County, Florida. Reading the entirety of the Word of God, round the clock.
I know my transgressions, my secrets and my lies. All the times I've fallen short, I've done what's evil in your sight. You'd be blameless in your judgment to turn away your face. But according to your steadfast love, there's a never-ending grace. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew in me a spirit that is right. And cast me not away from dwell within your presence all my life.
Oh God of my salvation, you open up my lips. I praise you for your mercy and all your faithfulness. You're not satisfied with sacrifice, an offering will do. Unless you have my whole heart, so I give it all to you.
Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew in me a spirit that is right. And cast me not away from your love. I want to dwell within presence all my life. I want to dwell within your presence all my life. Just to dwell in your presence. 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 Create in me a clear.
was right. And cast me not away from your love. I want to dwell within your presence all my life. Dwell within your presence all my
And that song is Create in Me from Psalm 51, a great, great psalm, great words. Uplifting, we've had a great morning so far. We are looking for your call. Looking for some more of our first-time givers. Say, well, who is that? Well, it might be you. Maybe you've never called before, and you're listening today, and you're a part of our great morning. And God blesses you through this ministry, and maybe you enjoy the teaching. It's always nice to hear what programs you listen to that are a blessing to you. But we have a number of programs. We're preempting many of those this morning. However, this afternoon, this evening, all those programs that you might normally listen to in the morning, they will be on this afternoon, this evening. As you know, many of them play twice a day, so those will be there. And so you'll be able to listen in there if they're local programs.